The Lure of Toxic Leaders. Why we follow destructive bosses and how we can survive them. Author, Jean Lipman Blumen. Where are the great leaders? Do not look for great leaders among formal leaders. Great people rarely seek top management positions. They seldom enter politics or corporate world. We are more likely to discover them outside of formal organizations. We might spot such leaders in the streets feeding the homeless. Toxic behavior. How do toxic leaders act? The characteristic destructive behaviors of toxic leaders include leaving their followers worse off than they found them, violating the basic standards of human rights of their own supporters, consciously feeding their followers illusions that enhance the leader's power and impair the followers' capacity to act independently, stifling constructive criticism and teaching supporters to comply with rather than to question the leader's judgment and actions, misleading followers through deliberate untruths, engaging in unethical, illegal, and criminal acts, subverting the legal processes for selecting and supporting new leaders, maliciously setting constituents against one another, treating their own followers well, but persuading them to hate and destroy others, identifying scapegoats and inciting others to criticize them, exchanging our freedom for security. Emerging as independent adults and becoming free from childhood roles may leave us feeling isolated, lonely, and powerless. We then begin to search for replacements, someone or something with authority, to replace the security and meaning that never existed. We tend to gravitate towards any leader who will make us feel safe, protected, and good about ourselves. Toxic leaders that promise security and assure us that we are special or chosen become particularly powerful magnets for our egos. Fear and illusion about life. Leaders offer illusion. Our lifeline in an uncertain world. The real tragedy of the human condition is that we live by illusions that blunt out experience of reality. We trade off the string of actuality for the comforting cocoon of illusion, insulated from fear. Yet just as the world creates fears, it also provides ways to cope with them. One powerful way beckons us. Leaders who vow to protect us. Leaders offer us various reassuring illusions. The illusion that life is both controllable and meaningful allows much of social life to proceed. Illusions are the umbilical cord linking leaders and followers. Leaders understand their followers' needs for illusion. So do their entourages who promote illusions about the leader's omnipotence and omniscience. In addition, the media feed the followers' thirst for information about potential saviors, corporate and otherwise. A world of uncertainties and change. A world of certainties and stabilities. Our human destiny has always been to live in a world of contradictions. Uncertainties and change stream into our lives. On the other hand, that same world introduces certainties and stability generated by our history and culture. There are two major types of external forces. First, we have to consider the impact of ordinary daily events that pepper our environment with uncertainty and change. Natural disasters, socio-political catastrophes, and personal tragedies. Second, we will also consider the opportunities that change brings. Change can open the door to new, exciting challenges. The achievement ethics. Each society sets its achievement ethic that measures our self-worth and meaning of our lives. When we exceed that standard, we rise above the crowd. Others look to us for guidance, having vaulted over the high bar of achievement. We believe in ourselves. We feel less dependent on leaders who promise us fulfillment and safety. While achievement ethics add to important pieces of the puzzle of why we tolerate toxic leaders, they do not complete it. We need to seek other pieces in the rationalizations and control myths to know why followers cannot resist a toxic leader. Rationalizations and control myths. Keeping toxic leaders in power. Leaders serve many purposes for their followers. If they don't, we would not yearn for them, seek them out, or even create them when they do not exist. In fact, we work on our own minds and hearts to keep toxic leaders in power, yet we keep selecting them despite their poor performance. Control myths. Control myths are so plentiful that we hardly need an exhaustive review to understand how they operate. The six major categories of control myths that operate beneath our awareness are 1. Control myths that make us feel both inferior and safe. 2. Myths that instill the fear of repercussions. 3. Myths that would reduce our benefits. 4. Myths that protect the general status quo. 5. Myths that enable us to avoid our own responsibilities as leaders. 6. Myths that promise ennoblement and immortality. What can followers really do to prevent such tragedies? For one, they can rise their rationalization and control myths to the level of consciousness and confront them directly, pushing non-toxic leaders over the line. Three varieties of followers can push non-toxic leaders over the line: benign followers, the leader's entourage, malevolent followers, malevolent followers. Each type can push an otherwise non-toxic leader into a toxic action through various circumstances. They become malleable, intimidated, sometimes corrupt circles of the toxic manager. Benign followers seeking a vision. Type A and P. The anxious and pragmatic types is one large, general group. The anxious benign types suffer from a combination of psychological and situational angst, aware of their fragility and daily fears, whereas pragmatic benign worry about their practical personal, financial, or professional fortunes. Benign type A followers look for leaders who will promise to make their followers secure. The leader's entourage. The second group of followers. The leader's entourage has particular needs that can undo the leader. Those close-in followers function as the most trusted information gatherers and closest advisors to the leader. They carry out the leader's most critical tasks. These individuals become exceedingly powerful because the leader relies on their judgment and skill. In this complex internal dynamic entourage, sometimes the leader becomes the follower. Malevolent followers. These are obviously the ones who actually seek the downfall of the leader. Seeing potential benefits for themselves, ambitious, envious, and greedy followers can encourage a non-toxic leader to move into a gray, ethical territory. Can any good come from tolerating a toxic leader? Four thin layers to the tarnished silver lining. 1. Opportunities to exercise leadership. When a toxic leader fails to keep the system operating, informal leaders have the opportunity to emerge to attend to these neglected problems. 2. Opportunities to learn positive lessons from negative role models. Positive role models help others who identify with them to approximate the behavior and values. 3. Opportunities to build self-esteem and discover one's moral authority. Working under a toxic leader can help followers to recognize their own character strengths. 4. Opportunities to vent frustrations and bond. Once sufferers recognize they have a common oppressor, the possibility begins to emerge that they will find the strength to withstand. Opportunities to learn to resist. The following opportunities can help those individuals also under toxic leaders to learn rather to suffer. Seizing opportunities to lead provides a training ground for leadership. Sharpening your own ideals and analyzing the pitfalls of negative role models can help you avoid the destructive behavior into which toxic leaders lapse. Grasping that you know how to take the high ground and can build your self-esteem and give you the leadership edge. Bonding with others in the same situation can create trust between new groups and leaders. How can we deal with toxic leaders? The most pragmatic options that followers may select for dealing with toxic leaders are confronting them, helping them to change, quietly undermining them, blowing the whistle on them. Most of the action required for dealing with toxic leaders is not for the faint of heart. The cost of inaction, however, may be even greater. Detecting the early signs of toxicity in noble vision and leaders. By identifying the early warning signs of toxicity, we have a chance to avoid or confront it, both in leaders and their lofty visions.